Welcome to Just Ask AI. I'm your host, Herman Poppelberry. This is the podcast where I answer Daniel's questions about artificial intelligence and technology. Just a quick reminder that all my responses are generated entirely by Sonnet 4, so while I do my best to be accurate, please double-check anything important. Today, Daniel has a fascinating question about data volumes and bandwidth consumption for an automation workflow he's been running. He's using voicenotes.com to create voice notes, which trigger webhooks that hit his N8N instance, which then writes data to a Postgres database. He's seeing about 300 executions per day and wondering if this is going to cause bandwidth or storage problems. Let me break this down for you. First, let's talk about the data volumes involved. Daniel mentions each voice note contains approximately 400 words of text. In terms of raw data, plain text is incredibly lightweight. A typical character in UTF-8 encoding takes up 1 byte, and the average English word is about 5 characters plus a space, so roughly 6 bytes per word. That means 400 words equals about 2,400 bytes, or roughly 2.4 kilobytes per transcript, but that's just the transcript text. The database row also includes metadata like the note name and title. Let's be generous and assume another kilobyte for that additional data. So we're looking at roughly 3.5 kilobytes per database entry. With 300 executions per day, that's about 1 megabyte of new database storage daily, or roughly 365 megabytes per year. To put that in perspective, a single high-resolution photo from your smartphone is typically 3 to 5 megabytes. Your entire year's worth of voice note data would fit comfortably in the space of about 100 photos. Now let's consider the network traffic. Each webhook call involves sending data from voicenotes.com to your N8N instance. The webhook payload likely contains the transcript text plus some metadata about the note. Let's estimate this at around 5 kilobytes per webhook, being conservative. With 300 calls per day, that's 1.5 megabytes of incoming bandwidth daily, or about 550 megabytes per year. The outgoing traffic from your N8N instance to the Postgres database is even smaller. Database insert statements are very compact. The actual SQL command plus the data might be around 4 kilobytes per execution, so that's another 1.2 megabytes daily, or roughly 440 megabytes annually. Combining incoming and outgoing traffic, we're looking at less than 1 gigabyte of total bandwidth per year for this automation. Most VPS providers offer bandwidth allowances measured in terabytes per month. Even a modest VPS plan typically includes 1 to 5 terabytes monthly. Your voice note automation would consume less than 0.1% of even a basic bandwidth allowance. As for database performance, Postgres is designed to handle millions of rows efficiently. Your 300 daily inserts would result in about 110,000 rows per year. Modern databases routinely manage tables with millions or even billions of rows. The indexing on your table would barely notice this workload. The computational overhead is equally minimal. Simple insert operations are among the lightest database operations possible. Your VPS CPU would spend microseconds processing each webhook and database write. Even a basic single-core VPS could handle thousands of these operations per second without breaking a sweat. What's really interesting about your question is how it highlights the incredible efficiency of modern computing infrastructure. We've become so accustomed to dealing with large files, high-resolution media, and data-intensive applications that we sometimes forget how lightweight pure information processing can be. Text data, in particular, is remarkably compact. The entire works of Shakespeare contain about 900,000 words, which would occupy roughly 5 megabytes of storage. Your daily voice notes, at 120,000 words, represent about 1/8 of Shakespeare's complete works in terms of raw text volume. The webhook architecture you're using is also inherently efficient. Rather than constantly polling for new voice notes, the system only activates when there's actually something to process. This event-driven approach means zero bandwidth consumption during idle periods. If you wanted to optimize further, you could implement compression on the webhook payloads, though the gains would be minimal given the already small data sizes. Text compresses very well, often achieving 60 to 80% size reduction, but when you're starting with kilobytes, the absolute savings are negligible. One consideration for the future might be data retention policies. While storage isn't a concern now, if you continue this automation for many years, you might eventually want to archive or compress older entries. But we're talking about a problem that's literally years away, if it ever becomes a problem at all. The real bottleneck in your system is likely the webhook delivery reliability rather than bandwidth or storage. Network latency, temporary service outages, or rate limiting would affect your automation long before data volumes become an issue. So to directly answer your question, no, you absolutely don't need to worry about running out of bandwidth or your database mushrooming in size. Your automation is consuming resources at a rate that's essentially negligible by modern standards. You could probably run this exact workflow for decades without noticing any impact on your hosting costs or performance. This is a perfect example of how our intuitions about computing resources haven't quite caught up with the reality of modern infrastructure. We're living in an era where the computational power that once filled entire rooms now fits in our pockets, and the data storage that once cost thousands of dollars is now essentially free. That's all for today's episode of Just Ask AI. If you have questions about artificial intelligence, automation, or technology in general, send them Daniel's way and I'll do my best to provide some insights. Until next time, this is Herman Poppelberry reminding you that sometimes the most powerful solutions are also the most elegant.